Why, they found him guilty, and he had to die just like he killed his other. That was this old Chief O'Toole's job, to shoot him with a 33 rifle, just like he shot him. He said that Indian just come out and pulled his shirt up just like he had to shoot him. He said they would never do it again. They changed their laws and rules and regulations. They wouldn't do that. He didn't like it. And see that young man come out there and take it like that. I forgot the little chief, but I've known quite a few of them, and the chief now, down there, the bunch of Joe Dan O'Shola, he is still in the O'Shola bunch, Joe Dan O'Shola, but I've known quite a few of the Indians, the old medicine man down there. Joseph Billy. He sold one of his remedies, but they never would tell how much he got, one of his medical remedies, to the Upjohn Company a few years ago. But, you know, I see people think, oh, if I take an old Indian remedy, I'll be even better than I will soon. I just can't see it that way with all the improvements that the people have made in everything. You see, there's been more improvements made in the last 75 years than there has in all time recorded before that. Well, then to think some old-time Indian maybe back then would be ahead of some of that, I just don't, can't take it that way. I don't believe that. But still, there's a lot of the old-time Indian remedies, there's old remedies. The white people had too. I know a lot of old remedies. That old Dr. McSwain with his Arcadian man. He was wanting people to write in their old-time remedies. Now, I remember when my mother, there weren't many doctors yet. People get sick in the community, they went after her. And she was bad as good a doctor to run the country. She didn't have that prescription. She had no way of revenue to be used. A lot of different things, but I imagine Dr. McSwain has got not a lot of those old remedies.
Somebody said you published a book with some of those in.
Yeah, I never did see the book. I'd like to. I remember one time I was on locomotive wearing phosphate. An old nigger, switchman. He got off the car to switch. When he got off, I could see a light tell that he fell. And I got to him, I stopped. And the fireman got off a little way, and he jumped off with a piece of 2 or 4 about the pounds, had about a 60-penny spike through it. Well, that spike had stuck through the center of his foot there, sticking out up here. And he had on those little thick sole army shoes, which that made it where he could not have pulled that nail out. I had to lay a crossbar between his legs and us put our feet on it, so he would pull away and twist like that, to work that out of his foot.